The reading for the fifth Sunday after Pentecost is taken from the Epistle of St. Peter the Apostle. Beloved, be all like-minded in prayer, compassionate, lovers of the brethren, merciful, reserved, humble, not rendering evil for evil or abuse for abuse, but contrariwise blessing. For unto this were you called, that you might inherit a blessing. For he who would love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips, that they speak no deceit. And let him turn away from evil and do good. Let him seek after peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are upon the just, and his ears unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. And who is there to harm you, if you are zealous for what is good? But even if you suffer anything for justice's sake, blessed are you. So have no fear of their fear, and do not be troubled. But hallow the Lord Christ in your hearts. Please stand for the Holy Gospel, which is according to St. Matthew. In the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "Unless your justice exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you shall not enter the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said to the ancients, 'Thou shalt not kill,' and that whosoever shall kill shall be liable to the judgment. But I say to you that everyone who is angry with his brother shall be liable to judgment. And whoever says to his brother, 'Raca,' shall be liable to the Sanhedrin. And whoever says, 'Thou fool,' shall be liable to the fire of Gehenna. Therefore, if thou art offering thy gift at the altar, and there rememberest that thy brother has anything against thee, leave thy gift before the altar, and go first to be reconciled to thy brother, and then come and offer thy gift." This is the end of the Epistle and Gospel reading. Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
In this morning's epistle, St. Peter is reminding us and counseling us on some of our duties as Christians and how we are to react, how we are to conduct ourselves, that we're minded in prayer, compassionate, love, merciful, reserved, humble, and not rendering evil for evil or abuse for abuse. How often do we look into our interior self and see exactly what is inside us? Are we given over to compassion? Are we given over to mercy, to patience, to charity? These things we have to constantly keep before our eyes, our conduct. We have to be careful that we don't give the wrong impression, like hypocrites do, to pretend to do one thing but do another. We have to be very careful we don't do that. We have to love our neighbor no matter what. We have to help them in need if we can, no matter what. And let's flip the coin over for a minute. Here we have St. Peter addressing us on how to be compassionate towards others. When he was not too long ago in Scripture, we read how our Lord had to keep him in place because he kept wanting to do things kind of contrary to our Lord. Even to the point where, before he entered the garden, he presents our Lord, "Lord, we have two swords that we'll go and fight for you. We'll go and do this for you and for that." But now he has learned that lesson, and now he is teaching it to us, that we too have to have compassion and love and mercy and forgiveness for everyone. It's very important. If we expect God to forgive us of our sins, we've got to forgive others for their faults and failings against us. We can't hold grudges. We can't be angry. And if we do, we've got to fight against that. We remind ourselves, this is not what our Lord is trying to teach us here. The Holy Gospel now is going to teach the other side, another side of the coin. Our Lord here was speaking to his disciples, unless your justice exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you shall not enter the kingdom of heaven. This was all external. All external. How well they presented themselves before the people. Prop. Perfect. The dress absolutely immaculate. Not a wrinkle or a piece of lint on it. Their speech perfect. Their walk perfect. When they sat down, they cleaned, as our Lord complained, they cleaned the outside of the dish. They did everything external. What was on the inside? All hatred, evil, contempt, uncompassionate, unmerciful. The very opposite. And the Lord was warning his disciples, you must not do that. Don't act in that manner. Do it the way I told you. You must become like little children. Meek and humble of heart. When we examine our conscience each day and we see how well we performed, we have to remind ourselves, did I perform all my duties, prayers, works, and good everything? Did I do it for God? Or did I do it for myself? Do I love my neighbor because I love God? See, we have to keep it in perspective. Our Lord keeps throwing this back at us again and again and again. And this affects our prayer too. Because our Lord goes right into that wonderful parable about the publican and the Pharisee that went up to the temple to pray. And we know what the Pharisee did. It was boasting and bragging how well he did this, that, and the other. But what was on the inside? Did not he show contempt to his brother when he said, I'm not like that publican in the back? So it all fits together. And this, our Lord is trying to make sure that we do not fall into this category ever. That we always keep a watch and do the things that we know we can do. But other than that, we must not be excited or disturbed over the times that we live in. And what's going on right now. This is a time we must exercise our faith and believe that the good Lord will take care of us, will watch over us, and keep us safe. And if we should have and if we should have to suffer anything for justice's sake, offer it willingly. Offer it willingly. If the good Lord wishes you to suffer, particularly this virus that's out there, if that's what he wishes you to go through, so be it. If it cleanses my soul and makes me pure and cleaner and holier in his sight, so be it. If it's the last thing that I have to suffer in this life, so be it. Well, let us not be afraid. Let's continue on doing what we're supposed to be doing. Our daily duties, our prayers, our good works, and the rest we have to leave to Almighty God. And that's where we have to put all our faith, hope, and trust in. That he will always take care of us and watch over us. God bless you. In the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.